punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Looks like she's going to be a warm one. Right now, the warmest spot in Oklahoma is Slap Out, Oklahoma, at 93 degrees, 89 at the May Ranch, 89 at Lahoma, 90 at Bessie, 91 at Hollis, 89 at Tipton, 88 at Cheyenne. And out here in the Texas Panhandle, what do we got going on out here? Let's check it out. 91 at Lipscomb, 94 at Canadian, 92 at Miami, 93 at Odell. It's just in the lower 90s to mid-90s anyway. She's going to be warm, and there's heat advisories out. There's heat warnings out. Check this out. I looked up who I was going to do on the Northwest Oklahoma forecast. Long Ranger coming up here pretty quick, and Freedom, Oklahoma is under a flood advisory till 7 a.m. July 21st. Flood warning until 1 a.m. Central Time, July 20th. So something's going on up there on that North Canadian River. Not sure what's happening up there, but I guess I missed out on something. They must have been getting rain in Kansas or something. So anyway, you are under a flood advisory and a flood warning up there in northwestern Oklahoma. So anyway, more on that to come. Had a great Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association hour, and coming up this Friday and Saturday, and I'll have more information on later on the show. The OCA convention is going to be going on right there at Norman, and I'll have more on them coming up. But this weekend, I laughed a lot Friday evening, I'm not going to lie. The Dust Bowl Days had their ranch rodeo, and Seraph FA had their calf fry, and by the way, great job, FFA chapter. The calf fries were awesome. I like good calf fries. Anyway, that ranch rodeo, that was a, hour and a half, two-hour Comedy Central show. Anyway, four families out there. Hope I don't mess this up. The Silks, the Damerons, the Aldridges, and the Merricks were out there. And it was fun to watch those guys get out there and do it. So next year, you guys don't miss out on the ranch rodeo. You have to attend it. The bleachers were full. I mean, there was a few empty spots out there, but there was a lot of people there. And I have to give a shout out, and I'm sorry. I don't know all the individuals and the families personally, but in the Aldridge, I'm sure it's the Aldridge team, when they were doing the dragon event. And this is where they either had three or four horses and a ATV or a side-by-side, and they were given a number of steers at one end of the arena to bring back and get put in the trailer, load their horses up, get back in the pickup, and then the time stop. But surprising, Brandon Easter's truck even got out in the arena, since I think it's two-wheel drive. I heard that yesterday. I'm not sure, but anyway, don't want to put fake news out there. But anyway, I think it was the Aldridge family that was doing the dragon. They got the horses loaded. And one of the key things is that I think the first team learned you got to shut the gate. Anyway, so I think they were screaming at her to shut the gate. She just slammed the back of Brandon Easter's truck with the I think it was a four-wheeler she did, either that or the Ranger. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I mean, bam, you could hear it down the whole river valley. Through there, through the North Fork, through Sayre. She got the gate shut and got in the truck, and anyway, they had a pretty good time on that. So anyway, I hope Brandon gets his tailgates repaired, either that or maybe it straightened him up. I'm not sure. Anyway, that was so much fun, and you guys did a good job. So big salute out to Damon, Aldridge's, Silks, Easter's, Merrick's. You guys did a wonderful job and put on a great entertainment. And I got me a new hero out of that rodeo, Annie Dameron, Carrie and Jake's daughter. I think she's, seven? I don't even know how old she is. Anyway, God, what a tough girl. And, man, she was just fired up on doing this, doing the carpet drag when they was dragging by horse and by ATV at a time relay. Anyway, she's my new hero. She hung on to that thing, and I'm pretty sure the last time I heard her telling her daddy to go faster. So, anyway, awesome time. And then Dean Jackson Band played in the park there at the clubhouse at Sayre. They were awesome. Good crowd there. Lots of good people there. So, anyway, it was fun. Had a great weekend. So, let's check out what's happening on overnight. Of course, big news is Russia, obviously. Grains and soybeans surged overnight after Russia said it was pulling out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative that allows ag products to be safely shipped from Ukraine. The agreement, which was originally brokered last July, a year ago, extended several times in the past year, was set to expire today. Russian officials said today that it would no longer comply with the rules of the agreement. A Kremlin spokesman, I'm not going to get into his name, we'll just call him DP, reportedly told the state-run TASS news agency the deal was terminated, but that Russia, which began attacking Ukraine in February of 2022, is willing to rejoin the initiative should its demands be met. Moscow has long complained that Western countries and the UN haven't held up to their end of the agreement involving Russian shipments of ag products, including fertilizer. Almost 33 million metric tons of ag products were shipped from Ukraine under the agreement. According to the data from the UN, corn by far was the largest commodity exported, followed by wheat. Corn futures for December delivery rose 7 cents overnight to 520 and three quarter a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for September delivery gained 19 and three quarter cents to 681 and a quarter a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up 14 and a half cents to 843 and a half a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery jumped 16 cents to 13.86 and three quarter a bushel. Soybean added 490 to 405.90. Short ton and soy oil gained 0.96 cents to 61.72 cents a pound. Speculators raised their net short positions or bet on lower prices in corn while reducing their bullish bets on beans in the week that ended last week, July 11th. According to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, investors held a net short 56,000 future contracts in corn, up from 7,359 a week earlier. That's the largest net short position since May 23rd. Money managers were still bullish on soybeans, though less than the previous week, lowering their net long positions or bets on higher prices to 84,000 contracts. That's down from 90,000 the previous week. That's the smallest such position in 3 weeks. In wheat, investors were more bullish on hard red winter futures, raising their net longs to 15,000 contracts. That's up from 14,500 a week earlier. There you go. Well, let's see what's happening in the weather in our farm belt. Extreme heat is expected again in parts of several states, including Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, according to the National Weather Service maps. Heat indexes in central and southern Kansas are forecast to hit as high as 107 today. Values in the eastern Oklahoma and much of Arkansas reach up to 110. Air quality alerts have been issued for much of Iowa, parts of Illinois, and the entire state of Indiana, according to the National Weather Service, as smoke from the Canadian fires continue to move down into the United States again. So anyway, well, let's take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, I'll give you an update on some weather out here in the Texas Panhandle, and we'll talk a little bit about cattle. And be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow, gives them a little relief, knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Well, there's a lot of people that deal with ringing in the ears. It's called tinnitus. Sometimes there's crickets. Sometimes there's ringing. Sometimes there's bells. I would say we've successfully helped over 70% of our patients. I do it with hearing aids. Most of the time, the ringing in the ears is accompanied with hearing loss because of damage to the cochlear nerve deep inside. And I have a system where I can localize it and I can help them. There was one lady, specifically one lady here in Elk City, that had the ringing so bad. She came to me and we helped to resolve the situation. She was actually crying when she hugged me.
My name is Clint Higginbotham. I'm a certified hearing aid specialist with Caring Hearing Aid Services. Our Elk City location is inside Dr. Perkins' office at 601 West 3rd.
Right across the street from the Country Dove.
The phone number is 821-2299. The Clinton location is about 50 feet north of Mazio's, 1906 Gary Boulevard. The phone number there is 275-2904. Try hearing better and try having more fun.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Yes, sir, the legend is true. Jimmy Clark once strangled a cougar with a cordless phone. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 7th. I'm Drew Cobb. 974 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 270 brought 340. 5 at 545 brought 278. 4 at 581 brought 255. 21 at 646 brought 254.50. 8 at 665 brought 260. 3 at 700 brought 225. 3 at 723 brought 219. 9 head of heifers at 401 brought 255. 7 at 528 brought 250. 8 at 550 brought 250, 4 at 564 brought 232, 6 at 712 brought 217, 9 at 774 brought 20770, 4 at 831 brought 195, butcher cows were 35 to 126, butcher bulls brought 92 to 145, bred cows were 1100 to 2610, pairs brought 850 to 2625, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Here, kitty, kitty.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today and Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Killing me. Anyway, I am going to go with McLean, Texas today for an update on your weather out in Texas Panhandle. 94 degrees. Heat index is at 97. Relative humidity is at 38. Dew point 63. The winds are out of the southwest at 13 miles an hour with wind gust up to 19. Peak wind gust so far today, 24 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 4.96 inches. Awesome. And they don't have a temperature gauge out there, but I figure it's in the lower 80s. Soil temperature at 8 inch. All right, so there's your forecast. Okay. Oh, I got an update. One more thing from the weekend. So Saturday morning, I had the privilege of emceeing the Dust Bowl Days Farm Ranch Festival Parade. A lot of good entries, a lot of family, a lot of history in Beckham County, especially around Sayre. And the Altus Air Force Base, big shout out to you guys for being coming up and presenting the flags, the color guard. You did an awesome job. And they... North Fork Electric Co-op had the pole truck up there. What is that, 4th and Main, however that is, the stoplight. How about the stoplight? Anyway, they had the United States flag flying there. It was awesome. And then, of course, the first major, after the fire trucks and stuff, the first major float was the Tucker family. Miss Laverne, she turned, she's 100 years old. She was at the head of the, she looked like a queen sitting up there in her chair. What a wonderful lady. Anyway, so I'm apologizing today on air if I offended anybody during the parade. Sherry Dameron gave me a book. I was supposed to go buy it. But, of course, Jimmy Clark always breaks the rules. And I'd rather have some fun with the families than, you guys know how my reading goes. When the Dameron family float come by, all I could think about was Dean and quail hunting and Annie and being drugged by on that rug by her daddy going 100 miles an hour across that rodeo arena. So that's, I'm sorry if I left the rest of you Damerons out. You know I didn't do it intentionally. So anyway, it was all good. And then we had the tumblers were impressive. Those girls were doing tumbling on the mat on the back of that semi. And I was sitting there going, please don't do an extra tumble and come off that trailer. But they were spot on with their tumbling. It was just a great parade. And I know Wayne Robinson, he broke the rules of the parade out there. You're not supposed to be throwing out candy because of the big equipment in the parade. But I seen him doing it anyway. But, you know, that's another subject. You know, anyway, the law will take care of him. So we'll got that handle. So anyway, big shout out to everybody that came to the parade. It was fun. So let's get on with the cattle, corn and the wheat and whatever else we got going on in ag. Quick update on the market. This from overnight, corn is now down over five at 5012 for September, 508 for December. Excuse me. Soybeans are August for August 1485, September 1408. And November 1380, soybean meal for August 433.20, September 421.40. That's for soybean meal. Soybean oil for August 64, and just updated again. This does it all the time on me. Soybean oil for August 6504, September 6286. Hard red winter wheat down a little over 9 cents today. September's at 819, December's at 825. Oats are at 405 for September. December is 420. Cotton, October, 82 cents a pound. December, 81 cents a pound. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Due to the crowd, the big crowd at the parade, there was a lot of disappointed people that Brian didn't have sugar and pineapples and stuff on the float, but he had a bunch of beautiful, good-looking women on the back of that float, him and Bandy did. So anyway, that made up for it. We'll forgive you for not bringing some of your crop in, Mr. Silk. So Sugar Daddy, you can get her done next year. West Texas oil, crude oil, August 74.20, down a little over $1.22 today. Natural gas, August 251, actually. S&P and NASDAQ and Dow all look like they're doing pretty decent today. They are in the green. Okay, let's check out cattle. I went by the sale barn in Elk City after the show last week. Cattle are doing really well. There was a 315-pound steer in there, I believe, brought $4 a pound. So, anyway, it was market is still really good. So, anyway, did really well with the calves. I took him for my landlord, or my landlord did anyway. So, anyway, cattle are doing really good. August live cattle, 180.45, October 182.37, December 185.97, February 188.57. Feeder cattle for August, doing nicely, 247.97, September's 250.25. Lean hogs for July, 102.32, August down a little over 1, 94.77, 82.17. For October. So got that going on. Alright, what do we got going on here? Let's see. I wanted to go. Okay. This is a shout. I've seen this article in Successful Farming. I wanted to share it with you guys. Don't take your eye off the ball. And this is going out to cattle producers. Tight inventories of market ready cattle coupled with drought conditions limiting herd rebuilding and good demand have provided underlying support for cattle prices. Both live and feeder cattle values have continued to move into new highs, both from a near-term and long-term perspective. The cattle cycle, a period between high and low prices, has been extended to the side of higher prices. Typically, there are signs of herd rebuilding, yet none have really surfaced due to the lack of cheap available feed and drought-challenged pasture conditions. Cow-calf operators have been reluctant to expand the herd. Now at the multi-year low levels, the market has responded with uptrending prices, which are setting record high levels. Why is this important? The old saying is that what goes up must come down. With prices continuing to trend upward and the expectation for supplies to remain relatively tight, it may be easy to become more complacent from a marketing perspective. After all, doing nothing has paid good dividends, yet we know price trends don't last forever. When they can end violently. As an example, it may take several months for a market to climb higher and only several weeks to lose half or more of that rally. Prices can tip over so quickly, it's difficult to make marketing decisions due mainly to emotions. When prices trend lower, there's a tendency for many to wait and see if they can bounce back. If prices don't bounce back, protection is not in place, and nothing is sold or protected. The emotional stress is compounded. What can you do? If there's a best way to protect prices, best is the relative word. There are tools available to producers, yet the right tool for the right producer at the right time needs to be defined. Some prefer the strength of selling futures, which establishes a hedge. The theory is if prices go up, you lose on futures and gain in the cash market. If prices drop, you lose in the cash market and gain on the futures. The term hedging comes from the idea that when something happens on one side of the hedgerow, the opposite happens on the other side. One consideration is cash flow for marginal requirements. Hedging offers flexibility as you are not required to make delivery and can exit your contract at the time you feel is best. Forward contracting, if available, is a strategy as well. This locks a price, but it requires delivery. Cost of forward contract will vary by the buyer. Find out what works with you. Just work with a professional to find the strategies or the strategies that are best suited for your operation. Communication is important. Ask critical questions and garner a full comprehensive of the consequences and potential rewards before executing. The idea is to make good decisions for the operation and less emotionally charged responses to market moves. I can't imagine a farmer or rancher out here having a fit and doing something crazy. I just can't. Man, there's way better people around here than this article's projecting, which are almost dynamic. Now is not the time to take your eye off the ball. And this is true. Watch the markets. You see what's been happening with the grain markets here the last few weeks, all except for maybe soy meal or soybeans. Wheat's been up and down crazy. Corn is just, it's lost a bunch here lately. But, you know, it's time for things to turn around. I think it'll be all right. So, anyway, on the whole, farmers and ranchers are independent individuals who like to tend to their own work and stay pretty close to home. Most of us don't care much about city life or even politics. We don't have the time or the desire to travel to the Capitol to attend all those sessions that's going, but we still know what happens there can drastically affect our operations. That's exactly why you need an organization like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. If you're concerned about issues like water rights, property rights, and maintaining your ag sales exemption, then the OCA is for you. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, run by cattlemen for cattlemen. For more information, go to www.okcattlemen.org. They're a wonderful organization. I'm a member of them, $100 a year. Matter of fact, let me bring this up. Coming up this Friday and Saturday is the OCA convention. And they got all kinds of things going on. And I guess when I get back, I'll enlarge these pictures. I sent the wrong ones. tell you a little bit about what's going on. So let's take an OCA break. And when we come back, I got a guest on the, will be in the studio with me or on the phone, Jared Clark. He's with South Star JCP here in Texas. He wants to tell all you farmers and ranchers and feedlot operators what kind of equipment he's got going on. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
When you order food for work on EasyCater.com, we've got your back. Real humans are here to help with your order every step of the way, making sure everything goes right, even behind the scenes without you knowing, confirming and double confirming with the restaurant that everything is on track. If there's a problem,
thanks for calling EasyCater.
Call us anytime, day or night, and we'll answer in seconds. We're right here with 100,000 restaurants, working hard to ensure the food arrives on time and is ordered. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from an OCA break. I've picked Freedom. Currently, it's 94 degrees. 94 degrees. Feels like 100. The heat risk is at moderate. Dew points at 71. Humidity's at 48. No rainfall in the last 12 hours. The winds are out of the west. Southwest at 12 miles an hour. Sunset, 8:55. Current watch and warnings, you are under a flood advisory till 7 a.m. July 21st and a flood warning until 1 a.m. Central Time on July 20th. So you got it going on that Canadian River up there. Today, hot, 99. Tomorrow, hot, 105. Wednesday, hot, 100. Wednesday night, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Thursday, partly cloudy or partly sunny, either one. 92 degrees Thursday night, 60% chance of rain showers are very likely. And Friday, 20% chance of showers, but 83 for a high. From 105 to 83, you got it going on. On the phone with me right now is Jared Clark. He is with South Star JCB. He's one of the sponsors of the Today in Ag show. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir. Anyway, how's things down there south of the Red River?
Everything's good down here. It's hot.
Yeah.
Business is hot. There's lots to do.
Oh, yeah. All right, you guys got all kinds of equipment. First, to tell everybody a little bit about JCB compared to the other equipment brands.
So JCB is the third largest equipment manufacturer in the world. They are headquartered in the UK. They have a very large manufacturing facility in Savannah, right near the port. So some of the stuff that's made in the UK is shipped into Savannah. But a big majority of the compact equipment is built right there in Savannah. Your compact track loaders and excavators and skid steers are built there. And that's kind of a little history of JCB. JCB actually makes a fantastic line of ag equipment and construction equipment. They have the fastest tractor in the world and very popular in Europe.
How fast?
I think it's 55, if I remember right. The fast track is 55 miles an hour. It boogies.
No, we don't need we don't need these guys to have that out here.
Yeah, no kidding. And then they make a backhoe that for the military, which is pretty cool. It's fully armored, and it will go 55 to keep up with the convoys. And I saw some of those when I was at the plant here a few weeks ago. So they make some really cool, unique stuff. There's a rotating telehandler that's pretty neat. And really, really the most specialized thing about JCB is they make a telescoping version of just about every piece of kind of equipment. That's kind of their specialty. And they make the only telescoping skid steer in the world. It's a single arm skid steer. It's got a side entry door, which is unique to it also. And after, you know, being in the, myself, I've been in the construction equipment industry for 22 years. Having come from another manufacturer where you have to step over the front of the bucket into that machine, it's a little bit dangerous. I'm not saying that they're not safe, but what I'm saying is stepping inside the bucket of a machine. I've seen several accidents where there was black ice in the bottom of the bucket and guys fell down, hit their head, hurt themselves, couple incidents of people breaking their legs. With this side entry door on this JCB, it makes it where you can get out with the boom fully up in the air. You don't have to step over that muddy, possibly slick bucket. It's a very safe piece of equipment. And if you need to get out to cut a bale of hay, open a gate, whatever it may be, the door is right there on the side, super easy to get out of.
Gotcha. Yeah, and the cows won't be in your way either.
Right.
Yeah. So yep. Yeah, they got it. So what size skid loaders do you have with the telescope and arm? There's two of them, if I remember looking at it right. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So they make a... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
They make a 3TS and they make a 2TS, and they have a track version of each one and a wheeled version of each one. Any more, very rare to sell any wheel loaders. People have pretty much switched to all track loaders. On a 3TS-8T, the 3 stands for the lift capacity, which is over 3,000 pounds. TS is telescoping. 8 is the number of feet from the operator's seat that it will telescope. And then T stands for track.
Gotcha.
So that kind of gives you a rundown of how the size class works. Now, one thing that's important whenever you're shopping for a skid steer is the rated operating capacity, because that's really what guys need. They need to know how much they can pick up. So the example I'll give you is on that 3TS, it is rated for 3,600 pounds of lift. Well, what that is a third of its tip load. So what that means is you should be able to lift a little over 10,000 pounds, 1 inch off the ground, before it tips. A third of the tip load means that you can pick that load all the way up in the air at full height, counter-rotate the machine, load it into a dump truck on uneven terrain. Now, if you imagine telescoping version with the boom coming out, obviously that's going to place the load further out, reduce your capacity, so that 3TS will lift 2,100 pounds all the way up at full height at 13 foot with it fully telescoped, and that's a third of the tip load with it 8 feet out from the operator. So you can lift 6,000 pounds 1 inch off the ground.
But what did you say with the telescoped out? How what's your lifting? 2,100 pounds.
Yep.
All right. Yep. So that's perfect for loading hay, and not fighting nothing.
Yep.
So
yep.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Well, anyway, I noticed early on last month you had sold a loader to a feedlot. Where was that at? Right across the Red River somewhere in Oklahoma. And those loaders you got, I know. Oh, I think Sugar Daddy has one. I think Sarah Crop's got one similar to it. But those loaders are awesome for getting in and out of stalls, if I was looking at your post right.
Yep. So feedlot out there north of Durant. It's called Caddo, little town. They feed somewhere between 3,000 to 4,000 cows a day. And they have a big mixer that they keep busy all the time. And they've ran skid steers for years, and I just called him on a whim a couple months ago, and he said, man, I've been looking at those wheel loaders, and the problem that they run into in that specific industry of loading that feed out of those stalls is whenever you're pushing into that pile all the time, all that material gets built up under the cab of the machine. And so most of those skid steers now are sealed on the bottom, but whenever you push into those piles, that feed still makes its way under the cab, and it gets packed in there, and if you have a hydraulic leak or an electrical issue or any of that mess, along with the mice problem, it makes it very difficult on a guy to repair it, and it also causes maintenance issues. So, as a solution for them, he decided he wanted to try a wheel loader because the wheel loader has higher ground clearance and the boom gets the bucket further away from the machine where you're not driving into the pile and packing the undercarriage with that feed. So he ended up buying that, and it's working wonderfully for him. They're really enjoying it, and it's been a game changer, and it goes faster than their skid steers, so they're more efficient. And they're getting the job done faster.
Are those buckets or those wheel loaders like he got, what's the width on them?
So that one is 74 inches wide.
It's a little bit wider than a skid steer.
Same width as
same
a skid
width.
Steer.
Okay.
It's 409 is the model number on it. And so the model numbers on the wheel loaders, 4 just stands for wheel loader, and then the 09, the 9 at the end, is the lift capacity of it. And just like the skid steers, there's some nuances in the rated operating capacity. So 9 means that machine with it straight, with an articulating loader, with it fully locked in the front position, not turned at all, you can pick up 9,000 pounds, basically 1 inch off the ground. So they're just rated a little bit different than skid steers are.
I got you. Now, are they different buckets and attachments for those wheel loaders?
Yes. Actually, that wheel loader carries the same interface as the skid steer. So, and it has auxiliary hydraulics, so you can run a lot of the same stuff that you would on a skid steer.
There we go.
And so with that being said, whenever you buy something – like a wheel loader. It's not going to be a specialty item like a skid steer. So it's going to do the wheel loader functions really well, and it's just going to do an okay job of skid steer function. Right. So that's kind of the balance that a buyer passed away whenever he's looking to purchase one of those. Whatever the main function of what you do is what you have to buy. You can't buy one and expect it to do a fantastic job of everything. You got to pick the one that's going to be the majority of your work.
You like talking with farmers about that. So anyway, there's a so you guys also got a line of track hose from baby ones all the way to big boys.
Yeah, so we've got a little bitty electric one that's pretty cool that you can use inside for like inside demolition, inside plumbing, you know, whatever. So it has zero emissions. You can take it inside and work. You don't have to worry about suffocating everybody inside the building. And then that's the smallest one. It's a little bitty. It's like an 18 is what it's called. And so the numbers on excavators, basically on the compact line, what that number stands for is metric tons. So that little bitty one that says 18, it's 1.8 metric tons is how much that machine weighs.
Okay.
So a metric ton's a little bit heavier than a regular ton, so it's about 4,000 pounds. and then so a larger one would be a 50 class, for example. 50 stands for 5 metric tons, so it weighs about 11,000 pounds. And typically, it's kind of on a sliding scale on the dig depth on them. The dig depth typically corresponds with the weight of the machine. All the way up to, on the compact line, we go up to an 85, which is basically a 20,000-pound excavator that digs about 14 foot deep. So you got the little bitty one at 1.8 metric tons that'll dig about 6-7 foot, all the way up to the big boy on the compact line of about 14 foot, about 20,000 pounds.
Awesome.
Beyond that 85, we have a larger class that is 30,000 pounds and up, and you can go all the way up to a 70,000-pound track hoe with one of those.
Awesome. What about, people are going to ask, JCB, I personally know JCB's not new to the United States. Back during the building boom, houses back in early 2000s, from 2002 through 2008, you've seen JCB telehandlers all over the place in construction. And now they've got all these cool skid loaders and all this stuff. And then what about service and parts availability now that they're in the United States?
We have a rock star service team. We offer field service. We travel all over the place. You can spot our service trucks 2 or 3 hours away very easily. We have something that's called LiveLink. It's telematics, and most major manufacturers have that now. We kind of have a war room at our new store where we have a big 60-inch LCD screen that has all of the machines in DFW. And whenever if they start throwing a code, and what I mean by DFW, it's basically all in North Texas, is you'll see a machine turn red, like the little icon will turn red. And we can click on it and check it and see what the health of it is and dispatch somebody after we call the owners. So that's an example of the service end of things. The parts end of things, we hover somewhere around 91 to 93% parts availability. That is on par with other equipment manufacturers that I've worked for and spoken with representatives of. So parts and service availability are right there with everybody else. They carry a great warranty. One of the unique things is that they offer, JCB offers an immediate $250 credit for field service to go out and work on stuff. The big boys, your Caterpillar, your Bobcat, your John Deere, all those guys pretty much charge you for 100% of a field charge. So you've already got a $250 credit waiting for you, and that will cover that first big chunk of us if we have to come out and work on it. But JCB does st- stand for just can't break it. If you need an acronym for JCB, so you're probably not going to have to worry about it.
Gold beans. All right, so how do people get a hold of you to check on getting one of these machines?
So phone number is 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. You can check out the website, SouthStarTXJCB.com. That's SouthStarTXJCB.com.
All right, Jared, thanks for taking your time. Take something for them allergies, because I got them going today, too. So, anyway.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good day.
See ya.
All right, let's take an OCA break, and when we come back, we'll finish up the show. And I know everybody's calling, getting ready to get them one of those side door telescoping skid loaders. You know you want one. So, anyways, first person to get one right here around Elk City, I'll come out and demo it for you if you want me to. Anyway, had some fun with that. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Wedding season is upon us. Don't forget about Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts. We have a great selection of gift items, or you can always get them a gift card. We do wedding registries. You come in, pick out what you want. We gift wrap for free, and then we will make sure all the gifts get to your wedding shower. We also do baby registries as well. Our baby registries have been full.
Babies have been booming.
I feel like we have a wide variety of items. We have your baby toys, baby clothes, pillows for your babies to lay on, books, little stuffed animals. We gift wrap for free. We just have a wide variety of items that you can choose from.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, located at 1220 West 3rd Street in Elk City in between Sherwin-Williams and Subway.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had a incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
And ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go.
Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back from the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break. I picked for the Hobart Farm and Garden, city of Hobart, capital of Kiowa County. 93 degrees, 104 is what it feels like. There's no advisories out, but take it easy in this heat if you would. Dew points at 74, humidity's at 54, 24-hour rainfall, zero south wind, southwest winds actually at 10 miles an hour. Sunset at 8:50. Days are already getting shorter. Today, hot 102. Tomorrow, breezy and hot 105. Wednesday, 104. Thursday, hot 98. And Friday, 91 degrees. No rain in the forecast this week around big town of Hobart, Oklahoma. Ah, uncashed checks. You don't have to worry about that. And my kids, if I give them a check for a gift at the end of the year, you can pretty much count on it's going to be hot. The Third Circuit ruled in the state of DeMolt, versus commissioner that any uncashed checks in his investment account at the time of his death are not completed gifts, and you'll be part of the state. What happened, a bunch of them, he gave out a bunch of checks, and they didn't cash him until after he died. Bad deal. His son had a power attorney and wrote 11 checks, total $464,000, to his family members. Some checks were hand-delivered versus others being mailed. However, of those 11 checks, 10 of the checks were not cashed until after September 11th, 2015, the date of his death. The state filed an estate return tax without including these checks. The IRS audited the return and indicated that 7 of the checks not cashed were part of the state and issued a $131,774 deficiency. The state appealed to the tax court. The tax court ruled in 2022 that uncashed checks were part of the state and thus agreed with the IRS. The state appealed to the Third Circuit and lost its appeal. We find that many farmers write checks to their children at the year end up to the annual gift exclusion of amount, which currently is at $17,000. If the check is not cashed before year end, the gift is not complete until the following year. This can result in doubling up on gifts and a gift tax return being required. There will be no gift tax owed, but it will reduce your lifetime exemption. So in any words, you need to cash your check before December 31st. How's that? That's what they're saying. I just thought I'd a little tidbit out there. I don't have to worry about it, but anyway. Let's see here. Got time for this. Farm tractors see first positive sales for this year in June. Total farm tractor sales had their first year-over-year gain for 2023 in June, which continued gains in the self-propelled combine segment. Combine's been doing good. Year-over-year sales comparisons this month are now starting to compare to last year's, and we're closer to the five-year average. Total farm tractor sales for June of 2023, 27,306 tractors, up 1.5% from last year. And then year-to-date, AEM reports 129,964 total farm tractors were sold as of June of this year, down 9.7% from the 143,887 that was sold last year. Tractor sales are broken down by horsepower. Sales for two-wheel drives were up 0.2%. Let me see here. Sales for two-wheel drive 40 to 100 horsepower were down 2.7%. Sales for two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower tractors up 25%. Sales for four-wheel drive tractors were up 21.9% in June with 312 sales this year already. Combine sales for self-propelled combines were up again in June 9.8% with 673 sales this year compared to 613 last year. Year to date, AME reports 3,237 combines have been sold as of May, up over 50% from the 2,137 same time last year. There's your tractor, monthly tractor, and combine sales. Anyway, all right, well, you guys, hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.